You know, many times for us to believe something, we have to repeat it over and over again. You know what I'm saying? I would invite you to write this down and write it in the personal form, the way we just said it. And repeat it over and over and over again. God has loved me with an everlasting love. God has drawn me with loving kindness. Imagine being a personal friend of God. Maybe that seems impossible to you right now, but I assure you it is not impossible. You can become an intimate friend of God that created the universe. The same one who created all that is can be your very personal friend. It begins the day you find forgiveness of sin through Jesus Christ. You don't have to feel lonely, folks, anymore. God really does want to be your friend. Amen? Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for this day. And we thank you for this weekend to spend with friends and family. And we ask, Lord, that you anoint us in such a way to have the courage to spend time with our friends and our family, to rebuild our spirits and our bodies through rest. And we can only do that, Lord, by bathing in your presence. So be with us this weekend. Protect us this weekend. Remind us, help us be human enough, Lord, that we can forgive others, that we can do what it takes to be your friend, that we can do what it takes to be involved in small groups, that we can do what it takes, that we have the strength, that we are man enough, that we are woman enough to forgive others and to reconcile our relationships. You know, Lord, we cannot control what others do, but we can control what we do. Help us and strengthen us, God. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Next week is the beginning of our new teaching series, What the Bible Says About Love, Marriage, and Sex. And next week specifically is going to be His Needs, Her Needs. And if you have had anyone that you know that is curious about relationships, that maybe is having troubles in a relationship, or the spectrum of possibilities, make sure you invite them to church the next 6 weeks, and we'll talk about love, marriage, and sex. All right, we're going to sing some more of your favorite hymns, and I believe the one that we're going to do right now is an Easter song. Many of you have sung it at funerals before. It's called In the Garden, but it's actually written about Easter and Jesus in the garden after his resurrection. Would you please stand with me if you're able? Let's sing the first two stanzas. It's number 314, In the Garden.